Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt. Continues now. This is the broadcast for May 20th in the year of our Lord, 2022. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. Our goal to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, that is one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Great news. The good doctor's in the house. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Let's see. It's another Friday? Are you kidding me? What's happening to this year? I mean, it's like it's slipping through our fingers, and there's so much that's going on. I listened to your little news segment. I don't want to get sidetracked from your program today at all, but holy cow, there is not a single shred of evidence that anybody that currently holds office has any desire to uphold their Constitution. And
with rare exceptions, I think you're spot on.
They're very rare. They're so rare, you could probably almost number them on one hand. And I know you know there was 11 Republicans that voted in the Senate against this $40 million thing. We don't want to get distracted here, but let me just say that most of them are out to lunch too, most of the time. You know, if you're 70% or 75% on the Constitution, you're unfaithful a quarter of the time. Ask your spouse how that'll work. 1 week a month, you're going to be unfaithful. That's a quarter of the time. If you're a 90%er, you're going to be unfaithful 3 days a month. I am absolutely astounded at the absolute buffoons that are running this nation right now. Again, you shouldn't play me your news segment before. Let's go on with your subject. But Sam, I'm here to tell you, we need a
you
house
know realize clean. Realize the mainstream press is at the top and the bottom of every hour. And understand that we literally do our very best to put on the best news we can find. And people have been very critical of us for having it on at all. And they say, Sam, why do you play this propaganda news? Well, we have Salem News at the top of the hour, which is a very, you know, Christian organization to a great degree. We have USA Radio News at the bottom, which has Christian origins and is Christian as well. So we pick two of the best Christian news services that we can find. Now, understand that we need news 24/7 for the network. You can't just have news once in a while, and you can't have news that's not updated consistently 24/7, or at least they're close to. I realize overnight they recycle some broadcasts and play some things that you may not heard during the day, but for the most part, it's fresh, updated 24/7 news, top and bottom. We could just use one Salem News at the top and bottom. We could just use USA at the top or the bottom. The reason we use USA and Salem together like we do is because then you get even more stories, more coverage, different kind of viewpoints slightly, etc. Now you say, why have those viewpoints at all, Sam? Well, because if we don't have relevant late-breaking topics, let's just say on the weekend, then you know what? People aren't even listening. They're going to where a late-breaking story is. They just leave. The other reason is we got to keep an eye a little bit on the enemy and what the enemy is doing. Now, I don't consider Salem and USA enemies, but they do report on a lot of the enemy's efforts, which we don't, you know, we report on a lot of different things. Our focus is a lot different. So we don't report the stories just kind of as they are in the news. We got to do that, though, or else when you discuss things, it's hard to even be relevant to society. If I don't know anything going on in the NBA, if I have nothing, no knowledge about anything that the world's doing whatsoever, because I go into my own vacuum, I have a problem just even being normal and communicating in society with people. You know, someone's like, hey, did you see the Johnny Depp story? And I'm like, who the heck is Johnny Depp? What story? Well, so you know, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that news, but I do want to at least keep an eye on that to some degree. Now, let me talk about Salem and USA. I know the USA people who run it and own it personally. It started with Marlon Maddox, a very Christian, hard-hitting talker who used to do a show called Point of View. Great show. And Marlon Maddox was a little bit of an anti-Mormon or against the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we tried to work with him to educate him the truth about that. But he did a lot of good and brought a lot of news forward. And it was one of the most conservative news agencies. Well, Salem, on one hand, we say, well, you know, hey, Tucker Carlson's better. He does the Daily Caller. He does Fox. Now we're finding out Salem is the only group, at least large media group, if you will, that's willing to back this Dinesh D'Souza 2000 Mules film, highlighting, you know, what went on with some of the elections. It's not the whole story, but it's a significant piece of the story that proves there is vote fraud to a great degree. There's a lot of evidence there. And, you know, it doesn't prove the election would have been overturned, but it proves criminal activity that we need to follow up on and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. I digress, except to say the Salem people were skeptical and said, nah, we don't believe it. Until Dinesh showed them the information, and then they changed their mind and said, whoa, we do believe it. We do believe it's true. And so then they were willing to back the movie, and you can buy the movie at salemnow.com, and you can say, well, Sam, it's a big propaganda thing. They're making a lot of money. My response is, look, this is America, not China. What is wrong if you make a movie and you try to make money? If you're a filmmaker, your goal is to make money. He can either make money on porn films or true documentary films. Now, I know that's an extreme, but I'm making the point. You know, what is a good, capable storyteller, movie maker spend his time on? And a guy like Dinesh could spend his time on a lot of topics that are not important, but he chooses to spend his time on important topics. Now, we don't complain that the CEO next door is rich or that he makes money on his products. Why are we complaining here? Because they love to attack the messenger. I bring all this up for the purpose of saying Salem is the only one that has been willing to back this. So Salem is a lot better media service than most people have given them credit for. They're far from perfect. And so we have news at the top and the bottom of the hour for those reasons. The other biggest reason, in addition to all those that I've given you, is there's got to be time between shows. Okay, if I have a guest on and I get done, I've got to have a little bit of time to then let go of that guest and thank them and be polite and appropriate. People sometimes need to use the restroom or whatever. We need time to get Dr. Scott Bradley queued up and make sure that his microphone's working and that he's ready to go. Okay, if we don't have any news services, what do? Just run commercials over and over and over and over? Same old commercials or whatever? And so we put news on because we're saying, hey, while I go to the restroom really quick, while Cameron gets, that's the producer, by the way, gets Scott on and tests everybody and make sure they're good, and Sam gets a chance to say hi to the guest and confirm the topic that we're talking about so no one's shocked or, you know, we need a little time. Well, what better to do than keep an eye on the mainstream press and what they're doing in the meantime? So I think it makes great sense. I think it produces that it's the difference between a real radio network that's got real content versus a lot of those who don't. Anyway, I digress, and I know that wasn't our topic today, but I really wanted to highlight the reason that we even have it and the reasons we use it. If somebody, and this is the other challenge that I throw out to my listeners, whenever they criticize this, you show me a better solution, and I'm ready to talk about it, Doctor.
Well, you know, I'm it's good probably to have that explanation for your listeners, and I'm well aware of the conundrum that you face on this particular issue. I would say that I have so many news sources that I go to keep up on current events. And certainly, I mean, you'd say on the off-the-chart leftist communist perspective of CNN and Yahoo and some of those things, and rare indeed is a solid, substantive news source. I go all over the world and look at different news sources. And I would say that when I teach, I teach Marxism, not with the point of trying to encourage or facilitate it, but to do a compare and contrast. I teach Marxism versus the Americanist philosophies, and I compare and contrast so that the students can say, oh, yeah, I heard about that, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. No, that's not in the Constitution. That's in Marx's writings. Or the idea of Darwinism versus creation, the idea of Keynesianism versus the sound economic principles the founding fathers promoted. All of those kind of things, I do a compare and contrast when I teach. And so I think it's your philosophy is appropriate.
And if you hear something at the top of the hour news, for example, you're likely to hear the mainstream kind of take on it. Then you're likely to jump on Liberty Roundtable Live and get our contrast narrative to say, look, this is bogus and here's why, or this is the reality and here's why. And some people say, why are you just promoting that contradictory stuff? Why don't you just stick with your message, Sam? Because it's not contradictory in the sense that it's compare and contrast. It's contradictory information, but it's not a contradictory discussion, if that makes sense. So, for example, they would say, well, have you read about the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp story? And, man, you know, we thought Johnny was the abuser, and now it's like Amber's, she's a biddy. She's the problem. And my response is, ladies and gentlemen, marriage matters. You cannot just get married and treat your marriage vows, lightly. God ordained marriage. And now we're talking about their topic, but we're not talking about the same thing at all, Doctor.
Well, and in fact, there's a great analogy that may be made with what you just talked about, marriage vows. I use it often. When you got married, you took an oath, you took a covenant, you made a covenant with that person. Hopefully God was involved in that. Well, every single person, if you read Article 6 of the Constitution, holds an office, must take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And it's just as sacred because God is involved in that. We cannot forget that. And those yo-yos that we have in office need to be removed. They're no longer keeping their fidelity.
Roger that. No doubt about it. Dr. Scott Bradley in the house. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. To preserve the nation, his lifelong goal and collegiate series to match. More in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Dr. Scott with me, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to highlight one more point on this. I know we're digressing to this topic, and I'm sorry, but I want to highlight the commercials in the news that we get to at the top of the bottom of the hour. We don't control those commercials. They just come with the news, and we get the news for free, and we use what's called a barter system. We get the news for free, but we have to play their commercials. And then they come back and say, because we have all these increased, you know, delivery points, then they have, you know, the ability to sell commercials and make more money because of our distribution. So it's distribution for play that allows us to get the news for free. I bring that up because people criticize the commercials on there sometimes and say, Sam, what the heck? Well, my response is I did not create them, and I have to, you know, pay the freight to keep those news services on the air. The other thing that I will give you is that think about the news or the commercials that you just heard. Okay, you heard one from Rand Paul that's a pro-life commercial. I painstakingly found all those sound bites from Rand Paul and put together my own commercial to promote pro-life. So that's a work of Sam Bushman and an effort to run that for free on my network in an effort to spread the word, tell the tale, share the love of the pro-life message, which is vital. Then the Constitution commercial, friends of ours that are trying to flood the earth with the Constitution to help people understand what our supreme law is. And then I can't remember what the other commercial was, but it was like-minded. We've got all these commercials, and our commercials are true blue to our message. We don't take commercials, even for money, that are incongruent with our belief systems. So it really helps people understand what we do and why we do it, and we do the best we can. Now, people say, well, Sam, why don't you just start your own news service? Now, that'd be a good idea. Just jettison them and do your own. You know what? We tried that. We actually got a funder, myself and Joel Skousen. We had, in my opinion, one of the best reporters the world has ever known. Will Gregg was our chief correspondent, chief newsman, and he did a wonderful job, and our news was killer good. And we are going to expand it and get other newsmakers involved and grow it. But then Will passed away. And that really made it difficult for us. And then our funder decided, I just can't continue it. And so now what do? You know, if a million Americans would give us a dollar a day, we could start a news service tomorrow that would be 24/7, and we could jettison all of this. But without it, I don't know what better to do. I'm just doing the best we can with what we've got. We're doing the best to not rely on Google and not rely on YouTube and all the people that will shut us down. We're doing our best to bring you the best news and information we can. We're doing our best to show you the comparison and contrast, as the good doctor wisely points out. We're doing our very best to educate the best we can, and any deficiencies we have, we would simply apologize and say, help us make it better, Dr. Bradley.
Well, indeed, and I think that, you know, it may seem like a lot of time spent on this, but it sounds to me like a lot of your listeners have scratched their head a little bit over some of the things and said, this is, seems almost contradictory or inconsistent with what Sam and his network stand for. It's nice to have that explanation. And I would say that absolutely it's a rare occasion where you have a soundly founded media source, and Sam's trying to provide that. But it's a rare occasion when we get a politician, a office holder, that stands with principle. Extremely rare. And I can't express my disdain, my disgust, my despair. There's a lot of D's. That's alliteration. At any rate,
Their dereliction of duty, just to add a couple.
Okay, all of that. Keep throwing them in, man, but I'm telling you. The American philosophy, the Americanist principles have been absolutely jettisoned by the virtual, it's a lockout at the highest levels. I mean, you talk about Sleepy Joe in the executive branch, but it doesn't begin or end with him. Virtually everybody that holds office has just completely abandoned. They do not, I would be shocked if most of them have read the Constitution, have read George Washington's farewell address, have read the Federalist Papers, have read the inaugural addresses of the American Founding Fathers, have read the view of the Constitution of the United States by St. George Tucker. I would say that there's such a dearth of understanding. Many of them have been immersed through their educational system in the Marxist philosophies and humanist philosophies that are the antithesis of the Americanist dream that was set forth, I believe, under the inspiration of God as this nation started out. And we are currently, I think, in a kind of a post-Americanist kind of philosophy that if we don't do something soon to begin to restore it. I look at some of the, Idaho, for example, just recently had primary election. Holy cow. Some of the yo-yos that got overwhelmingly swept back into power. I know it's just a primary election, but you know if they have an R behind their name, they're going to get elected. And you look and you say, my gracious sakes alive, the depth and breadth of understanding in this nation that's needful to be able to preserve everything we hold dear is absolutely infinitely small. And I weep, literally, at how we have abandoned these great and noble and wonderful principles because we think that we're getting something that we're not because they have an R behind their name, for example. There's some R's that are pretty sound. Not many, but some. And I guess I'm just a little bit shocked. You know, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And we have not been vigilant. We have been absolutely willing to give away the most sacred gifts that God has ever given us, and we're going to lose the other sacred gifts we have. You know, whether it's the privilege of worshiping or of keeping and bearing arms or having our privacy and our ability to not be subjecting ourselves through the idea of self-incrimination, the jury system, habeas corpus. I mean, habeas corpus was suspended in the United States for 2 years when they locked us down. No, you know, hearing, no, none of this review by the courts. Go home and lock yourselves in your bedroom, for crying out loud. And the
no checks and balances?
Nothing. Everything's been set aside. You can pick any subject, Sam, and it's almost a dead letter in the world today. It's sad. It's more than sad. It's tragic. It's a travesty.
Yes, it is. And we report on it the best we can. And the other difference in our reporting that I want to point out as well is we provide solutions. See, in the mainstream press, even the conservative news that I've talked about, there's not solutions. In most talk shows, and I don't want to name names of hosts, but 90% of the talk shows rail on the problems, and when you get done, you're depressed. When you get done, you just go, holy Hannah, what, holy heck, what? Do I do? You just feel depressed and discouraged and despondent and detached and social distance, and we can go on and on. When you leave this program, we hope to leave you with ideas, solutions. And I know we talk about God, family, and country all the time, but I believe those are the answers to the problems that we face. You're not going to solve the problem in Washington, D.C. You're not going to solve the problem because somebody creates a 9/12 organization. You're not going to solve the problem because somebody writes a new book. You're not going to solve the problem because somebody jumps on a talk show tomorrow and talks and is very eloquent. You're going to solve it by obeying fundamental, eternal, true principles. When you obey fundamental, true, eternal principles, God opens up the heavens and pours blessings down upon us, the author of our liberty, the grantor of our lives, okay? And when we don't do those things, God doesn't open up the heavens and pour down blessings. In fact, the opposite happens. Eternal law forces consequences that we don't like or want, okay? This fundamental truth of agency and the results that come from agency, you have your choices, but you don't have the control over the consequences, the results of those choices. Right. So we need to teach these principles, and there is no other solution or answer on the planet. I could build a new mousetrap. I can patent it. I can give you new health food. I can do things to improve your life. I can give you a pep talk. I can be a life coach. I can, you know, be a positive motivational speaker. I can. And those things are great. OK, I'm not saying those things aren't good. It's better spending my time with those things than other things. But folks, it is not the quintessential solution. You got it? The quintessential solutions. The elephant in the room needs to be, hey, you keep God's laws and you're blessed. The family is the fundamental unit of society. It's a God-ordained family with a male and a female. Okay? A husband and a wife, a mother and a father. All those words matter. A male and a female, a husband and a wife, and a mother and a father. Those words denote the God-ordained family. And I'm telling you that you will not, if you don't have God as your anchor, as a look to your creator, your author of liberty, and you don't look to those family connections, you will have nothing in society. Society cannot exist without God, family. There is no country, folks. I know you might not believe that. I know you've been, you know, indoctrinated to believe so many other things. But when we get back, I want the doctor to sound off on that. And then I want to update the doctor on this researcher saying that, hey, you know what? We made a mistake. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Can we do it in 2 segments? We'll sure try. Dr. Bradley in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. The CDC has confirmed at least one case in the United States. It's related to smallpox. President Biden is traveling to South Korea and Japan, a visit seen crucial as efforts to bolster regional cooperation and to counter China. With more on the Quad Summit taking place in Japan on the 24th, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Australia. And we believe that this summit will demonstrate, both in substance and in vision, that democracies can deliver and that these four nations working together will defend and uphold the principles of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
After sanctions failed to stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the refugee fallout is something not seen in Europe since World War II. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians.
Today is National Pizza Day, and for those of us with a big heart, it's also National Rescue Dog Day. We are USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. So the truisms that I'm highlighting, the solutions that we're promoting, and the gold standard of the fundamental principles behind what we're saying cannot be overlooked, Doctor.
Here's the deal. We get our hearts turned in the right direction. And I truly believe, it's historically been the case anyway, let's say we have a bunch of evidence to that effect, that the blessings of God begin to return. Now, sometimes, if we've been rebellious, proud, even willfully ignorant and willfully belligerently against God's plan, he's maybe a little slower to answer. I mean, it's kind of like, I'm coming back. You beat me enough. I'm coming back. No, sometimes it takes a while. And so I don't know where we are in that curve right now. God is a loving God, but consequences are things that we cannot avoid. I mean, if you get some diseases, it's because of behavior. I mean, it's a fact. And we have elections. There are consequences of elections. And I'll use something that, I mean, I can't believe how often I get smothered. I mean, smothered's a big term. But I do get a lot of contacts with people that are saying, we've got to dump Mitt Romney. You know, we're from Utah. We have a senator. There are people that contact me from outside the state that are wondering what the heck Utah did when it elected Mitt Romney. And, I mean, we have people right now that are running that would be Mitt Romney clones that are running as Republicans in Utah that are on the ballot in the primary. But the point of the matter is Utah elected Mitt Romney. And it's a six-year term, folks. People say, oh, we got to recall him. No, we don't have recall. They had that in the Articles of Confederation, and the American Founding Fathers found out the recall was a bad principle that did not work, and we could cover that at great length.
And a simple statement on that, the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is it sways things too much to a democracy, too much to the masses whipped up in hysteria, mob mentality democracy. That's the summary, Doctor.
Well, it is, but it's also very disruptive. And what the, I mean, you can't go forward with business. And it also is not a principles based with the way, for example, the Senate is supposed to be established with sound statesman-like individuals there and so on. There's a whole bunch of things. R.R. Livingston gave a magnificent review of that in the it's found in Eliot's debates if anybody ever wants to talk. Or I can talk about it sometime if you want. We don't have term limits. That was in the original Articles of Confederation because term limits were found to be destructive of the things that needed to be built. Who would term limit out James Madison, for example? Bad idea. But people that want to change the Constitution, most of them want to go back to those things. Anyway, getting back to Mitt Romney and recall. People say we got to get rid of him. I say, no, what needs to happen is we need to be wise and we do an election. People say, oh, no, he deceived me. No, he didn't. I have known for decades the nature and disposition of that man. He has a track record. And if anybody was willing
to do
it,
yeah, but if you've been looking at the wrong news your whole life, then you don't know the truth.
Well, that's true. If you don't listen to the truth and you're unwilling to and you're willfully ignorant, I mean, all of those things. But
that's right.
But if you're willing to put a little skin in the game that says, oh, this eternal vigilance thing, yeah, we've got to do that. You can't be more interested in the playoff games or some college thing or some idiot buffoon sale that's going on or whatever that's distracting you. I mean, you know, I was in a setting, and I guess I won't go into much detail about it, but the conversation about the return of the Savior came up. And you know what actually was said by some of the people in the group? They said, oh, no, I don't want that to happen too soon. I've got some vacations I want to take before then. I want to go to Disneyland a few more times. What the heck? Are you telling me you would rather be at Disneyland with, you know, now with everything you know more and more about Disneyland, but you would rather be at Disneyland than be in the presence of the Savior? That is a sad scenario, folks. But that's the kind of mentality so many people have, whether it's elections or anything else. They spend less time cultivating a deep and abiding relationship with a spouse and with the child. And I could give you some examples of some things that have happened lately with, for some reason, family relationships are being set aside, just absolutely blown to the waterline. They're destroyed. No bridges. And I say, wow, we're putting all our eggs in one basket. And I said for the last 2 years, we've been worshiping at the altar of COVID. Our saviors have become false saviors of our own workings. You know, physicians and scientists and researchers and politicians and pharma companies. We've stopped looking to the true God of this land, Jesus Christ. And we have stopped worshiping him as our savior. And we've turned our hearts and minds safe and effective. Both big lies, some of the biggest lies that we've ever been told. And we've hung our hats on that. And maybe that's a segue to what you want to talk about, because honestly and truthfully, we have been lied to in the greatest degrees, not just about government issues, but about health issues. And I think that the chickens are coming home to roost. That's where I'm afraid. There will be so much a price to pay for our unwillingness to seek by the power of the Spirit the understanding that's needful to be able to do everything we need to do politically, economically, religiously, family-wise, and certainly medically. I forgot education. No, I can't forget that. Anyway.
Amen to that. Anyway. And I would say this, Doctor, you're right. The Lord may be slow to hear our cries, even if we do turn to him and repent. However, that's still the proper course. It'll just take time for us to overcome, or I don't know what you want to say, to some degree pay for our mistakes. that's just the way eternal principles work. That's the way God works. And, you know, we can't worry about that part. We just have to do what we need to do regardless and say, hey, I don't know how long it will take. I'm not the Lord, so I don't know. But I know that he makes his promises, and I know he keeps them.
There's no question God is a God of honesty. He cannot lie. But by golly, we sure are pretty fond of that approach. And if we're unwilling to receive his counsel, sometimes the road's going to get bumpy, folks, because we have been, it's kind of like the day of, you remember the judges in the Old Testament? Maybe you don't remember them, you've read about them. How long was Israel unwilling to receive the guidance of God? How long did they?
Well, they were in the wilderness for 40 years, but they weren't following God even before that. So I don't know the numbers.
You look at 1 Kings chapter 8 when this guy, Samuel, the people went to their prophet and said, give us a king. And he said, no, you don't want a king. He'll do all these crappy things to you. They said, no, we want to be like all the other countries of the world. Give us a king. Anyway, Samuel couldn't talk him out of it. He took the matter to the Lord, and he says, Lord, they've rejected me. And the Lord said, no, they haven't rejected you. They've rejected me. Give them a king. And all the things that happened afterwards were as prophesied by Samuel. And the prophet never spoke against kings again. He didn't say, look, you dumb dodos, look what happened. I told you this was going to happen.
Sadly, I'm a lesser man. I probably would have. I would have said, I told you jokers this. Come on now.
Well, that's true. Probably all of us would. But the fact of the matter is, they got kings. That's what happened in America with our public education system. We had a system that worked. We turned to the humanist Marxist philosophies that have now become our educational foundation that are destroying this nation. And it's like we had a philosophy of liberty, freedom, economic prosperity, stability and predictability, all of these things were there under the Constitution. We've turned from it. And it is a gift that we've turned our back on. There's a handicapped fellow, I'll use that terminology, that I've known for probably 30 years. He's a great guy. He has more wisdom and understanding, I believe, than virtually everybody that sits in office now. And he's mentally deficient according to the ways of measuring that. But he sees things with a clarity that just common sense happened of a childlike mind. But we give him a gift every Christmas, and there's a long story to it. But we give him a gift because he's all alone. He has no parents, no family, nobody. And we try and get people together, and it's kind of a long story. But we give him gifts and tell him we appreciate him. He doesn't open them. He puts them under his Christmas tree. I've been to his home. He has his Christmas tree up all year long. He loves Christmas. But he doesn't open his gifts. And I say, there's things there that you might like, you might use, that you might appreciate. But he likes the wrapped up gift. And there's an analogy here. I believe that we have gifts that we have not opened, that we haven't cherished, even though they've been given by a loving God. And in a way, we're like that handicapped fellow that we know and love. But it's a hard scenario if we don't open God's gifts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
We're talking to Dr. Scott Bradley, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about a lot of things today. We're talking about God, family, and country. Sadly, we as a nation, and many times even individually, we are turning our backs on God-given, great, sacred gifts, ladies and gentlemen. Oftentimes, we leave them unopened. We don't even open the gifts God gives us. And that's something really to think about as we focus on the solution of to turn to him as the answer, as the way to go forward. These gifts are available to us all, but we seem to not even acknowledge that they were given, much less open them, Doctor.
You know, I know we've gone far afield from what your plan maybe was today, but my personal opinion, and I think if people give it some consideration, they might come to the same conclusions I have. I believe that God is unequivocally a loving Father. His love is more perfect than anything we can possibly imagine, more perfect than any mortal father has ever been able to offer his children, as much, as deep, as wide, and as broad as his love may be. But I think that sometimes disappointment may not be a good word. Maybe it's good, I don't know. But I fear that one of his great disappointments is in his recognition that we rarely appreciate the gifts that are given. We don't express to him our gratitude. I mean, there was a time many, many years ago that I was challenged by someone that I felt was a great spiritual leader to, spend a whole day in prayer and maybe do it every day. And I'm going, how could you do this? But his thought was, no, if every hour you just turned your heart for a brief prayer to God, so you're doing it throughout the day, and your heart gets turned to God in a, just momentarily even, when you give pause and consideration for a momentary prayer even throughout the day. You don't have to be on your knees 24/7, all that kind of stuff, but you could try it sometime. You get sore knees. But at any rate, and I thought I'd try it. And I did, and I tried it for months, even maybe a period of a few years doing that. And I must say that my initial attempt was more of a gimme, gimme, gimme. Oh, God, by the way, I need this, and could you send that while you're at it? And I'm just being a little bit flippant about it. They were something that was wrong. But over time, my heart, I believe, was softened to turn it to a situation where I recognized more completely than I had before, and I don't do it perfectly now by any means, but the gifts that are given, and my prayers became prayers of thanksgiving far more than the gimme, gimme, gimme prayers. And a recognition of a beautiful, majestic sky that God has given us to be our cathedral over our heads. This idea of the delicacy of a little flower, a blossom, the beauty of a child's gaze, a smile that a spouse gives you. I mean, these things are the world is filled with enabling and ennobling and uplifting things that I think far too often we fail to recognize as great gifts What a wonderful thing it is to have a roof over your head or to be able to provide food for your child. You look at the Soviet-styled economy that's being generated in the United States now, where shortages are the standard now. And how for so many centuries now we have been a people that has had abundance. Abundance is a great gift from God. And the harvest that we have and the magnificent privilege of providing for our family, everything we think about it, every breath we take, every morsel we partake of, if you think about it, really is done at the grace of God. And I suspect that maybe God might be a little disappointed that we don't recognize his gifts. Kind of like, and I got to say, at first with this friend of ours that's handicapped, I'm not going to say I was offended. I was just astonished, maybe, that he never would open the gift. And it's like, no, this is a gift of the heart. I want you to have, and he lacks a lot, a sweatshirt, for example, for the cold winter. You know, he collected little soap, what do they call those little cars, these little tiny model cars? Anyway, matchbook cars. He loved those things. And it's like, yeah, you'll like this. Try it. Open it. And I think God does that with us an awful lot of the time. And I suspect that sometimes, you know, my clumsy disappointment in this friend of ours is reflected at a deeper level when God says, well, wait a minute, I gave your agency. I established a land of liberty, a land of freedom. I gave you an opportunity to become everything that's in your potential if you'll just take advantage of it. And you guys won't even open the present. I mean, holy cow. So anyway, I think we need to have a more grateful heart. I think that's part of this coming to God. Because once we recognize the gifts he's given us, we recognize how universally we're blessed and quits focusing on all the yo-ain't it awfuls that every single major news source, every media source, every politician, you can't do anything in this world anymore without stumbling over the yo-ain't it awful. I mean, the fear, the doubt that they've been sowing in our lives, holy cow, when we look at what we've been given, And the sources of solutions to this. I mean, the solution is not found in a pharma company or in worshiping at an altar that's falsely created. We have a God to worship. And it's not, a lot of people would say Satan's the God of the land now, and we need to get that one out of the program as soon as we can.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Look. Here's the question. What media do you pay attention to? Do you support honest media? Why do we at Liberty Roundtable Live use certain mainstream news? Do you intentionally seek out inspirational people? Do you seek out uplifting people, places, and things? It's about God, family, and country. Sadly, we as a nation, and many times individually, ladies and gentlemen, we are turning our backs on God and his sacred gifts to us, to please remember to open them. This is kind of the takeaway from today's show, and it's different than most. And you know what? We were going to talk about this vaccine story, which is huge, by the way, and we'll mention it just a little bit in relation to.
Yes, sir.
Researcher says we made a big mistake on these vaccinations, Dr. Bradley. And basically the assumption that vaccine developers had was that when you inject somebody in the shoulder, the mRNA, the spike protein, stays in the shoulder. Now they find out that it goes through every single organ in the body. All right. And this spike protein is widely distributed. It turns out to be a bioweapon and destroys everything in your body. Once in your blood circulation stream, all right, it affects your blood-brain barrier. It affects women in nursing. It affects every organ in your body, including ovaries for women, and they are shocked at how bad it is. And it basically, the spike protein is a bioweapon, is the takeaway. And the synthetic is worse than the, quote, original from the virus. So both of them are a bioweapon, but the synthetic is even worse. And that's the big takeaway from this new study that just got released and focused on by Dr. Joseph Mercola and several other doctors.
You know, Sam, I mean, how absurd was that assumption? I mean, as a little boy, I used to catch snakes with my dog. Because I'd get my dog to keep attention on the snake, and while I was watching the dog, I'd grab it from behind at the head and neck junction. And one time I was not quick enough, or the snake was a little bit smarter than I was or whatever, I got snagged on the hand. And I'm telling you, my lips went numb. I got bit on the hand, and it went through my body. How absurd that these researchers did not know that it would circulate through the rest of the body. Okay, I mean,
I get it, and I think that a few of them didn't know, and those are the ones that are coming clean. I think the rest of them absolutely knew, and that's why they're silent.
And this what they're doing now, and the safety and efficacy, you could never ever say that with honesty. They tested it for a few days. There's nothing in the long-term ill effects. All of the things that are out there, the reports of vast spikes in death claims on insurance companies, 40% increase in working age adults that has happened since they started putting this bioweapon in our arms. I mean, not in mine, not in yours. I mean, don't be a fool, people. But the fact of the matter is that people took at face value the advertising of these pharma companies, and the news media reported it as scientific. Institutions embraced it and became supportive of it, and in fact, insistent. I had a presentation I made the other night, and an individual was a commercial pilot that came up to me. He lost his job because he would not take the jab. And are you people watching the pilots that are having medical events, dramatic medical events? I mean, the American Airlines pilot guy that landed at Dulles, no, not at Dulles, it was Dallas-Fort Worth, and he taxied the plane to the gate. As soon as he got there, he had a full arrest. They had to paddle him three times, you know, the big shockers, just to get his heart going. This guy will never be a pilot again. He absolutely attributes it to being forced to take the jab. People, we don't know the downside of this, and it will only be saved by God because so many people took it without doing their research, without doing any thinking, without seeking the power of the Spirit in their decision, and they took what they were told at face value, just like we do as fools when we're told at a news conference this and that and the other. It's spin, people. We've got to start having a discerning spirit or else we're going to be destroyed. It is, and yes, we have made a big mistake, and we're not done with it yet. I think we're just warming up. I mean, there'll be a vaccine every few months because they know now that what they do, if there was any value at all, it diminishes in days to
almost
nothing.
But ladies and gentlemen, this spike protein literally coats. It says once in your blood circulation, this spike protein, bioweapon, binds to platelet receptors in the lining of your cells. It affects every single organ in your body. This is being expelled through breast milk. When you breastfeed your child, ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear. You're giving your child the spike protein, which could result in bleeding and blood clots in your child. Okay, it's a bioweapon, and everything they said it wouldn't do that we claimed that it would do, it does. We'll keep you posted more as the broadcasts unfold, but the solutions, ladies and gentlemen, are to turn to God and family if you want to protect your country. There are no other solutions. Look for uplifting things in your life. Find ways to be cheerful. Turn to the Savior, Jesus Christ. His great atonement is sufficient for us all. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Dr. Scott Bradley with us. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. RightyOnRadio.com. Spread the word, share the love. And for Sam and Dr. Bradley, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.